Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat.
Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk, where, as always, it's shit's real, we talk about it. Yo, I'm your host for tonight, Pat Scorpio, the New England representative. And as always, I got my man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yo, what it do, man? What's good? Gold Artist, a.k.a. Shuttleworth, a lot of Dell Boss in the building. RingGameRadio.com, what's up? Monday night, we live. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Ring Gang in the house forever and always. And as always, I got my other man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
What's fly? It's Conscious Pilot of West Coast Avenger, preparing for liftoff. Ring it radio. You fly high forever, man. Let's go.
There you go. See, that nigga be probably be changing his whole shit up. He nigga trying to be on some silky smooth shit, yo. But he's elevating, though, you dig? And brother King P is currently in Philly right now. Attending the Raw after WrestleMania, so he will not be joining us tonight, but he will be back for when we do Thursday night, where we'll be debuting a new segment, because, Ring Gang, we have to evolve and change, do our own thing, bruh. So, I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy it. But yeah, man, we had some boxing to talk about, So, before we get into the Hitchens, because that Hitchens Lemos was a hot topic of conversation. In the never ending saga that is the 154 division, we actually have a new IBF 154 champion, and his name is Bakram Murtazalayev. There we go, bam! I nailed it. So yeah, now obviously it's significant because. Hey, I'm just calling Bakram, he had been the number one Mando for the IBF for 4 years. So going back to probably the reign of Jason Rosario, probably, I think that was probably, he was probably the Mando for him. And then what used to happen was he always took the step asides, because without him taking the step asides, Jermell Charlo would have never had a chance to become undisputed. So,
but he was Mando longer than Tim Zoo. I mean, really, I remember back, he was Mando longer than Tim Zoo and Majumov, to be honest.
Yeah, no, he absolutely was. And but friends too, he was always on the PBC cards, but he was never on the main cards. He was always on the prelims, the shit that they just don't televise at all. Like, if anything, unless someone actually recorded on the phone. To see, who was actually fighting. I mean, to see who he was actually fighting. And, it, like I said, it was kind of like, the step asides are cool, but it's like, obviously, you want to be able to fight for a title. So when the title started becoming free, after Jermell Charlo was, going through what he's going through or whatever, the IBF one came, and he had to face none other than Jack Colquay. Now, don't get me wrong, Jack Colquay he's actually the goods. Like he's a difficult fighter to beat. Like, Andrade, for the most part, he was one of the few fighters that make Andrade actually really fight, because Andrade barely beat him. And then Derevyanchenko nearly blew a huge lead that he got in the scorecards to him. So Colquay is always is the goods, and Colquay's team was the one that actually won the fight in the rights to have the fight in Germany. So honestly, if you actually want to see this to see who's going to become champion, you would not be able. It was hell to actually find a live stream. I think Pilot would try to find the live stream. I was out, so I couldn't.
It was damn near impossible.
Yeah, and then on top of that too, Germany. Decided to go on its reputation of yesteryear, and was like really in they were really shitty to Bakram. Like the lodgings, they fucked around. It was like he had to walk here. Like there was weighing fuckery. He had to be the first one to walk in. And the worst of it all is Bakram is a Muslim, so they made him fight during Ramadan. Ramadan is over in a couple of days. Ramadan, like boxers and Ramadan, boxers that are, devout Muslims don't like to have fights on Ramadan, because simple what you have to fast, and you know, can't drink water or any of that stuff, so that affects them. But Bakram overcame all of that and gave Koke a very a close battle to become the first man to actually stop him when he knocked him out in the 11th round. You know, and it was a left hook that started it, and a subsequent by a barrage of right hands sent him crashing to the canvas. And but like I said, though, congrats to him. And since he was affiliated with PBC, I am sure you'll probably see him on a PBC card, probably sometime in the summertime. Since he is about, I'm positive they're gonna put him in the ring with somebody. But yeah, I just had to mention that though, because that was. I had to watch the fight afterwards, like, you know, well, until YouTube. So, and it was a hell of a fight, too. It was a shame that PBC couldn't. If PBC wouldn't, I'm pretty sure it probably would have been on that Zoo Fundora card, or in some fashion, or they would have put it somewhere else.
And Koke, Koke was giving it to him, but that guy Murtaugh was just fucking big, man. He looked fucking huge in that fight.
If you he was. Yeah, he motherfucker looked like a 154 better beef.
He's a big motherfucker.
Yeah, like, you know, but like I said, Koke though is a problem. Like, he's not like as corrupt as Germany can be. Koke was not like the typical German fighter that gets bailed out by his promoters and shit like that. Because, you know, but it had a little bit of that. You know, for 2024, you know, for old niggas like myself that remember how corrupt Germany used to really be in boxing. I mean, Germany was once the most corrupt fucking place in the boxing world. Like, anytime in America a UK fighter went to Germany and didn't knock out their fighter, they got robbed. Like, straight up and down. So, but I think that, like, you know, that generation, the last generation of that is, like, pretty much gone. And Koke is probably the last of that generation. So,
shout out Felix Sturm.
Yeah, Felix Sturm, yeah. And Arthur Abraham and all of them. Like, yeah. And Sven.
Oh, salute Blazing Killer. What a dude. Nice background setter. I appreciate it. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, he got the Snoop Dogg Doggy Style album cover background going.
It's funny you said that, because when I pulled it up, I thought of, what's that shit? Obi Trice, real rap, no gimmick. Like, that's what, but the Snoop Dogg Doggy Style, yeah, I get that. That works. So, hold on, both of y'all saw that fight?
Yeah. Like I said, it was a hard fight. It was actually, like I said, it's one of the fights that could have, like I said, PBC, you wish that they actually got it, because it would have been a nice one to put on the pay per view, because it was a hard fight. Yesterday. Oh shit!
I mean, it's
Alexa, power down.
154 does have these champions. You know, their names are kind of hard to spell. You know, I ain't gonna front, but is he enough? Is he enough? You know, like, it's getting back to where it usually is.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, 154.
Because you got all the title fights. Remember, that usually happens when somebody becomes undisputed, and then if they move up or they get money fights, shit get kind of different for them. So.
Yeah,
I kind of get it, but I feel like 154 never totally cooled down like some divisions did.
Yeah, no, 154. I'll say 154. Once Floyd let go of those two belts that he had, and you know, and
niggas was stumping when Floyd was there.
Like the WBO belt was all in Germany at the time, and the IBF was getting passed around. With Bundridge, Ishay Smith, and Carlos Molina, and then Bundridge again until Jamal won the belt. You know, saying like, and kind of brought it into a kind of a new era. You know, 154, yeah, but yeah, no, after that, 154 never cooled off like at all. Like it's changed. It has different eras, but it's never cooled off completely. So yeah, no, congrats to him, and I'm pretty sure, like I said, we'll see him on the PBC pay per view. By the summertime. But the boxing from last weekend, Matchroom was on the, you know, was on the docket, you know, and of course they had the main event, which I said before, Richardson Hitchens and Gustavo Limos. Like I said, this was the first time, this was one where Hitchens, although dismissive, was really facing a live dog. You know, because Lemus, as I mentioned before, was the guy that put Lee Selby into retirement, you know, by beating him down in five rounds.
He beat him. And I just want to say real quick, he was being dismissive to after the fight.
Yeah. We'll get more to Hitchens, I guess, because Hitchens was incorrigible. That's probably the best word to describe him during that night, was incorrigible. But in terms of that, like, it wasn't the only gut check. I mean, Diego Pacheco had a gut check against Sean McCollman. Like, that was actually that was a really good fucking fight, but McCollman just simply ran out of ideas.
Yeah, out of steam. Yeah.
He ran out of steam.
Ideas.
Yeah, like honestly, because I don't know if he didn't plan the fight for 10 rounds or whatever, but whatever it was, like, there was a plan A, but there was no plan B.
I'm not Pacheco, but yeah, that was his performance wasn't that bad because of the main event. Like, if that was the main event, he probably would have got shot on a little bit more.
Yeah. Honestly, if that was the main event, that card would have been. I would have been like had to shit on it because it was a good fight. Don't get me wrong, but Pacheco, that wasn't the type of fight I wanted. I wouldn't want to see that in the main event.
I mean, it's a card where you want to see both guys that are Comey and the main event back. You know, I want to see McMullen again and, obviously Lemos. So I want to see those guys back.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, Eddie pretty much all confirmed that Lemos will probably be back. Also, you know, I mean, Sky Nicholson was par for. I mean, Sky Nicholson pretty much washed Mahfood. Like, that was like, yeah, like, she like didn't belong in the ring. And Mark Castro, you know, had a hard time with Montoya, like, you know, but. I personally thought the fight was a lot closer than the scores they announced, but
that was a proper step up because I mean that guy Montoya had been in there with everybody from Top Rank, you know, the Top Rank, you know, prospects. So
yeah,
I think he beat Venato Lopez, I think. Yeah, so that was a tough step up.
It was a really tough step up for him, but like I said though, yeah, I mean he passed this at least, you know, because you know Castro. Or every time I see him, like I'm thinking to myself, this motherfucker is like the Joker from the '60s. Every single time I look at that motherfucker.
It's like Elon Musk / Teddy Perkins from Atlanta.
Yeah. like honestly, do probably have a future in horror movies or some shit like that. You know, if he decides to actually, you know, step away from boxing. Like, he just has that face where you look at him and like, that dude unnerves me. Like, I need to get away from me. And then of course the prospects did shine with some brutal knockouts. I think one of them I sent to LB too, earlier today. But yeah, no, that was like I said, the end of the card.
Yeah, you did that. That shit was fire.
Yeah,
like niggas was getting he was getting battered. Like that's like when you see someone get whooped like that, you start using like old school, like 1920s terms for ass whooping. You be like, that nigga got mollywopped. Like, what? Like, yeah, grandpa. Like, yo, like that's some, like, he got shellacking. That's some, you start pulling out the word, bro. Like,
I don't know. I mean, clearly defense wasn't really taught by that dude. Like, because he let himself get hit with some really silly shit. That one, you know,
yeah. Niggas getting walked. Because look, you heard the coach was screaming out like, "Yeah, walk him down!" Like, and he's literally like walking dude down, like beating his ass. Like, he's just like, "All right." Salute. That was a good. Good little ass whooping right there in that brief highlights.
That sure was though. And it looks like now, you know, we get to Richardson Hitchens. Now, all of us, you know, we do like Richardson Hitchens, like for the most part. Like, you know, obviously, you know, he was on Mayweather Promotions. We all know.
Speak for yourself, nigga. He mid.
LB's
his performance confirmed what I felt all along.
LB's always been kind of iffy on him. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't remember, but nah, I got my bars for him. I'll let y'all eat though. Y'all could go first, like,
right? Yeah. And so, and just, you know, just go ahead, and then you know he leaves Mayweather. Mayweather promotion to go to sign with Eddie, and it just seems like progressively now he's fought four fights for Matchroom. The first fight he stopped someone that wasn't stopped before. You know, and he did. Okay, good. Finally, Hitchens understands that you gotta get some niggas up out of there. And then he has the Baza fight, which he has due get ready to go. He beats the fuck out of him. He has him done twice and doesn't get out of first gear to actually get rid of him. Goes to the decision. And then the Zepeda fight, which he watches Zepeda over 12 rounds, but he watches him in a way that that leaves a bad taste in your mouth because it wasn't an entertaining fight to watch at all. Like, Zepeda was pretty much finished and Hitchens didn't step on the gas to get Zepeda up out of there. Just sweet signs to him for 12 rounds, so to speak.
AKA boring, almost fighting scary.
Yeah. And it was just, and even Hitchens himself recognized, like, okay, I gotta be more entertaining. I gotta be this. Now, for whatever it's worth, this was an entertaining fight, but it wasn't entertaining because of him. It was entertaining because of Lemos. Lemos actually made, Lemos did a lot of things that, and funny things too, is because we know Hitchens, he trains with Shakur Stevenson and everything like that.
Yeah.
And
it shows.
Yeah,
they have beef now, so he didn't train this time. Shakur was talking a little bit of, you know.
Shit. Yeah, but you could tell that he spent more than enough hours training with Shakur Stevenson.
Yeah, he would have ran a lot more.
Yeah. But I do want to, I mean,
after, it wouldn't have helped though.
I felt like after the fourth or fifth round, I was like, okay, Hitchens got control of it. Didn't y'all feel that way a little bit? Then, like, after the seventh round, I was like, oh shit, maybe not.
Nope. No, not at all.
There was a couple rounds where I felt like, okay, maybe Lemos was slowing down. Maybe I just saw that. Maybe there's a couple rounds.
Nah, there was.
In the middle.
It wasn't. Look, the commentators were just going overboard with what Hitchens was doing because he was starting to really kind of get into the fight. So they kind of overrated those rounds, but he won them. I see what Pilot's saying, but I still kind of agree with Pat. Like, it's like he got himself into the fight, but he never had a point. He never had a part of the fight where he was controlling. Like he had won portions of the fight. Like he won maybe like four rounds at best to me. Like, I'll give you five max. Like,
basically,
He won like a couple middle rounds, and he won a couple late rounds.
Basically, Lemos got robbed to you then, Shutter.
Fuck yeah, he got robbed. Nigga, what you talking about?
That's a general consensus. I mean, that's a general consensus. He got robbed.
Hold on. Do you think he got robbed?
Yeah, I thought I can't lie. I thought Lemos won 7-5, maybe even. Yeah, he got robbed.
7-5, maybe 8-4. Dude, if somebody won 117, 111, it was definitely Lemos. Like, right. You could make a case he won the fight like that.
Yeah, no, but...
No way he got... Get the fuck out of here. Blazing Killer, like, you my dude, bro, but like... Like,
no,
you...
He got robbed. No, he
you be on some louder shit than we be on over here.
No. I think Blizzard Kill is saying that he agrees that Lemos got robbed, bro.
Oh, okay. Okay. If that's okay, like, clarify sometimes, bro. Like, shit. What the? Yeah,
but the one thing, like I said, the thing with Hitchens is, and this was about, in all those four fights he's had with Matchroom, he's clearly shown enough power to hurt people. He can hurt people. And I don't know what it is. He just doesn't want to go to that second gear to hurt people. He hurt Lemos. He had him. He stopped him. Like, you can't just jab and move and jab and move. Like,
nah, but Lemos hurt him way more. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel like Hitchens hurt Lemos. He may have buzzed him, but I don't feel like he ever like hurt him to where like he had you know how like you hurt somebody in confidence. And it's like, you know they hurt, and they know they're hurt. It's like, I never felt like that from Lemos. Or Lemos.
Lemos, because there was a lot where Lemos was kind of tired, and then, you know, Hitchens throws...
Because he was carrying the fight, nigga. Of course he's going to get tired at some point.
And there's a point where Hitchens did hit him with something, and you see Lemos just freeze a little bit. Like, you know, he did... You know, like, there was some, like...
Yeah, I mean, he had some flashy, not flashy, but Hitchens' punches, they were so sporadic. They look clean. So that's like, okay, like, they landed clean. Like, oh shit! Like,
yeah, it's a good body work. I mean, I'm not gonna. I think I saw the time Higgins was going to the body and landing
sparingly.
Yeah, but like you said, like it was so sporadic. It looked clean when it happened. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. But like
Hitchens was doing it. Hitchens was also getting lit up to the body, and that's what actually slowed him down. And then once Hitchens hit the wall, then you know, and thankfully the ref in the fight, shout out to the ref, because the ref was outside of him not taking the point away from Hitchens, but he really made sure that Hitchens wasn't on his jab and grab type of shit, because that motherfucker was clinching a whole lot.
This was like prime John Ruiz levels of clinching. Like, yeah, you see how niggas be pulling out the damn clinch meter and like the clinch timer and shit for Haney's fights? Y'all needed it for this nigga.
Yeah, because the funny thing is too, because Hitchens' corner was even telling him, yo, what are you doing? Like, you go forward. Like, you know, they were telling him, like, you can't do that. Like, you know. I don't know what Hitchens, but Hitchens just his conditioning was shit. I don't know what it was, but
his style, bro. Look, and this speaks more. And shout out to DT3 the Bull Man, because he had a dope video about this earlier today.
I saw that, yeah.
And now he was dropping bars, and it's like I feel the same way he felt. I even expressed it on Twitter even before I even seen his video. You know. And basically, guys who have a habit of just doing enough just to win, and they win the reflex battle and the speed battle, they get a false sense of security, and they only learn to really fight in that first gear, and that's Hitchens all day. Mm-hmm. And his primary defense is just being more faster than you, just reflexes, just hopping backwards or backing up. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like Shakur Stevenson, he's in the same mold. He's better at it, but he's faster with it.
Right.
And he's better at it. He's better reflexes. He's so. You have like a lesser version of that trying to implement that fight the same way. But the thing is, with Shakur Stevenson, if someone's kind of outmatched, he can kind of, and he doesn't feel the power, he'll beat up a guy.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even seen, so like I said, Shakur is better. He's but same mold. Like, at least Shakur has a second gear. Hitchens has that same gear.
Mm-hmm.
And the point, and y'all gotta see the DT3 Boom Man video, so salute that nigga.
Oh, you finally dropped a new one, huh?
Yeah, no, he dropped like several today. Yeah, like, he was going in. Like,
he was dropping like, you know, several every once every month.
Sporadically. Like, he was saying that he was sick. And so, you know, he just, like, that's why he'd been out of commission. Like, that's in the video that he... One of the videos he was saying that.
It's a funny-ass rant. I love his
videos. Yeah, nah, he be fucking going off. Like, that's salute. Real recognize real. So, but he made a great point that a lot of... And I see it a lot with Black American fighters, but it is a lot of American fighters. They get caught up in just fighting that way of Hitchens, where they just use reflexes and speediness, and they just hop out the way and they just want to counter you and pot shot. They don't know how to dig deep and show that kind of grit and, you know,
do you think it's like
pressure box or, you know, box assertively?
Like, do you think where it's like, because I have a slight feeling maybe it's just like Shakur might not trust his chin. Do you think it's the same like when, you know, when the headgear's off and shit, these niggas don't fully trust
their chin? Yeah, it is. I don't think them niggas trust their chin, because look how they fight. Like, look, bro. Like, it's a scary type of way of fighting. Like, it just... Like, yeah, you could neutralize somebody, but what if you get somebody who doesn't care about your speed, doesn't care about your reflexes and how fast you are, and he knows how to cut off the ring, a.k.a. Lemos, mm-hmm. and that's what he did. He was going body head. He was cutting off the ring. He was stepping to the left, stepping to the right, cornering. And remember, Hitchens wasn't even jabbing with authority like that. He was on the, and Clarissa Shields made a great point. She was commentating. He was going to the ropes early as fuck. Yeah. I don't care if he was pivoting and spinning off. Like, nigga, you're like, how old is he? Like, you're in the prime of your life, bro. Like, get the fuck off the ropes. Like, and honestly, fighting that back foot, fighting shit, it's more energy. Like, if, especially if you're not really jabbing with authority to kind of, to really pick your shots. These niggas all think they could just pot shot everybody, and it's like some niggas don't get that fucking email.
Yeah, that minimalist boxing, though, like I said, though, it's prevalent. You know, it's just, which, and Hitchens, unfortunately, like I said, it's just like I like I said, you know, you spend all, you train all those rounds with Shakur, you pick up some of that stuff, and you say, and it's just like you can't go into every fight like that. And like I said, he just basically, he, you know, over time, he just Lima's pressure, body punching, he got ate up. And then, you know, if there was one round where he caught Hitchens good, and Hitchens was like in trouble, like going all over the place. Like, dude, I think it was like,
dude, that was like 3-4 rounds. Like, he hurt him in the first round. I think it, dude, the first round was like an even type of round, but Lemos cracked him like the last 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And the crowd was like, oh shit, like, cause even I was like, I was watching that, like, oh shit, like, damn, like, yeah, probably woke niggas up and shit with that one. Like,
clearly the smaller guy, I mean, like, you know, he's a small, he's clearly, like, maybe not stocky wise, but he's shorter, he's, a, he's clearly a shorter, smaller dude.
But he made it work for him, and that's the thing, it's like, and this is why, like, the jab is so fucking important, because you could win fights off of that, and Hitchens has a good power jab,
right?
But it wasn't consistent enough. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't have that Golovkin jab, like where you, like, you're popping on a steel jab, and you're still moving around and you're beating niggas up, then don't try that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, hold on, let me hit the comments real quick. Hey, what up, Chris Brown? What it do? Salute. Oh, and Aaron, what it do? Pilot thinks Hitchens won, but due to peer pressure, he's pretending to care for Lemos now. Bars. Oh, but yeah, Chris Brown, would y'all say Hitchens was one of the better fights of the year? It was a good fight, but it wasn't no fight of the year or nothing, bro. It's more somebody just getting exposed, really. And I know people hate that word, exposed, but it's not really exposed to me, because I knew what Shakur Stevenson is doing, a performance like this too. Like, somebody's gonna catch up to his little fast ass
a couple times.
Because it's low key fucking. Look, I'll give you a perfect fucking example real quick. Like, maybe 3 weeks ago, the fucking day I hurt my finger, and you know I'm training this lightweight, 135 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing like the light sparring, and I'm wanting, showing them how, you know, Pat, no, I'm heavy on ring generalship, so I want you to pump the jab, turn, move, control somebody with the jab. And you know, we filming it, got a little, I think one of the shorts is up there, and you know, my other student is filming it, and you know, all my niggas respectful, so he's asking it like, yo, how I look. He's like, nah, like, you know, you boxing pretty, you know what I mean? But being respectful though, like, that's the thing, like, mad respectful. And then, you know, a couple more rounds, it's like he's starting to throw less, and then it's like, you know, you can't be respectful about this shit no more. So I just come out and say it like, yo, like,
mm-hmm.
Nigga, you boxing scary, bro. That's what she really mean, like, you know, like, it was a little pretty a little ago, so you could get away with saying maybe, you know, a little pretty. But now it's like, you went from like Shakur Stevenson to Hitchens now.
Mm-hmm.
But, and he was literally like going like 20 seconds, 30 seconds at a time, just moving, dancing around, just being ultra fucking fast for like no reason, like with his left hand out, like barely pumping the jab. And it's like, it's just, you know, that's, it's that keep away, and it's like, you can't win fights with the keep away. And I know, and he told me that, like, all that shit, like, he took it to heart, nigga was practicing. So the next time, when, I think the week after that, we, you know, got this little nigga sparring, and he's trying to light us up and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But you know, but you gotta throw fucking punches to win fights, especially if you young. You 23, 24, 20. How old is this nigga?
He's young enough that he should have a work rate, that he should be able to go 12 rounds.
I think he's 27 now.
And that's another
thing. He's 20, like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, what?
And that's another fucking thing, too.
It don't matter. He's in good fucking, like, years, nigga. Like, fuck that.
Well,
averaging, like, 65 punches a round.
And that's another fucking thing, too. Like, these guys are not throwing 70, 80 punches around. It's 140 pounds. What are they doing for road work? Because these motherfuckers are hitting the wall mad early, and they're doing the least.
27 September. My fault. So
he's.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, bro. Like, I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel like we be training like harder than these niggas, yo. Like, I just be like, what are these niggas doing to where they're like running out of steam and not like. Not being fucking like active, like
right,
like I mean y'all niggas is pros, like my student, like even on the line we went the other day, we was going 3 minute rounds with the sparring, and she was going through the 3 fucking minutes, and we did 3 rounds. That's 9 fucking minutes.
It wasn't really like.
She still was averaging like maybe 50, 60 punches. So I'm like,
I
just don't see. It's like y'all niggas is pros, man. Like what the fuck? Like god damn, I'm just saying. Like
it's like, you know, it's like some of these fighters say, and not just them. I mean, cause, and there's other fighters too. They just don't know how to go a hard 10 or a hard 12 no more. Like, and just
dude, I don't be seeing hard fucking 4, 3, 4, 5 rounds. Like. You talking about hard 12, like, bro, like Lemos was fighting hard rounds. Mm-hmm. I feel like Hitchens didn't start fighting hard rounds until like maybe the 5th and 6th. And then it's like it was just inconsistent from there. And then Lemos was just like, I think the 11th and 12th, he was like cracking this nigga. Like, man, like he was beating him like if, say, you at the swap shop and you buying some cologne. And a nigga run and take your bag after you done bought it, and you chase him down, and you just poke this nigga. That's how Lemos was punching on this motherfucker, dog. Like real shit. Like real talk. Hitchens need to run that back. Like he need to run that the fuck back.
Brent, I like his idea in the comments. That, you know, because I know Hitchens said he'd run it back in New York. Fuck it, make it Berlanga Pacheco in New York. It's about time you make that and have them be the co-main. You know, Hitchens. Yeah. You know, because
Snoop.
I don't know if Hitchens being a main event fighter. I don't know if Hitchens is a main event fighter. You gotta prove it, man. Like at this point,
come on, bro. Like he's not entertaining enough.
He's not.
He ain't gonna go for it, bro.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie gave him 2 spotlights in this one, and this one is like, although he was more entertained than he was in the Zepeda fight, this is he should have lost. You know,
He got a 117. I mean, Eddie didn't give him only that. He gave him a 117-111 scorecard. Like,
yeah, that was horrible scoring. Like, Lemos deserved that scorecard.
When I heard 117-111, I was like, oh shit. When I heard 117-111, I was like, oh shit, maybe Hitchens can lose a zero. And then I just hear it.
Hitchens, though, clearly, I mean, didn't read the room. Like, instead of being humble above his performance, dude was like, oh yeah, I clearly won this, that, and the third. And then he has Twitter fingers. He's arguing with damn near everybody on Twitter.
Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard. Yeah, like that.
Dude, he's like I said, like, he's Shakur Stevenson Jr. Like, he got to explain the bad performances. It's just, he's just the great value version of it. Like,
yeah. And he was talking shit, calling Haney and Cambosis a bum and all this shit. Like, maybe you're not wrong about Cambosis, but you can't be talking all this shit. You can't be talking all
this
shit.
But this is the thing. Cambosis got there, though.
He got it.
Like,
got
Hitchens, it. Hitchens is damn falling apart just getting to the world-class level. Like, he ain't even... Like, I mean, niggas shit on Cambosis, and for good reason, but he could still talk some.
He got there. He got the belt.
He got an official win over Teofimo Lopez. Like, he could talk his shit.
A clear win against Tio, whether you like it or not. I love Tio. Yeah, it was a clear.
Bulls a fight of the year. Like, and niggas want to say this fight was a fight of the year. Hell no.
Yeah, that's
this wouldn't be a dude. This wouldn't be a Friday night fight of the year. Like, like, come on, like, this is like a okay night in 2019,
right?
And I ain't even trying to say no more. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Like this fight would be the equivalent of 2019 of Hank Lundy and Avery Sparrow, which is actually pretty much on the same. It was actually entertaining as fuck too.
But yeah, it was overachieved. Like, this was like good, but if Hitchens is the good, yo, you gotta do better. Like, bro couldn't really dodge a right hand or roll a right hand.
No, he had no defense. His defense was just grabbing,
and the clinching, and then he wasn't working in the clinch. He wasn't throwing no body shots. No. So it's like,
the ref would be like,
"What kind of fucking like training these niggas is doing? Like, no strength, no condition. Like, y'all niggas be looking ripped with like water muscles. Like no strength from them shits. Like, you can't move your opponent. You can't, like, that shit just for show. Like,
yeah, and Hitchens too. And even more thing that kind of made me disgusted was, you know, Hitchens was talking about, oh yeah, I need another tune up. Because Hitchens, that was the limit. Hitchens is the next opponent for whoever wins between Pyro and Matias for IBS.
I'm like, hold on, I thought this was for Eliminator. Like you getting a title shot and you talking about you need another, like, nigga, you run your fucking mouth. You calling niggas bums with bigger wins.
Yeah.
And you about to fight for a title and you up here like, nah, I need another tune-up fight. Like, nah, bro.
Nah,
like,
that bro, ain't like, it. You know, that's the thing. Like, if he had this game, I was like, nah, nigga, you better go. Like, Karabosa isn't Haney. You can call them bums all you want, but in the end, they held belts. They're champions.
Yeah, like these niggas got to start having respect. Like, goddamn, like.
You know, New York nigga gonna talk shit. Like, you know, it's New York nigga, but still, it's like you got 18 wins, 7 by knockout. You haven't, you know, you got a couple of stoppages.
7 by knockout. What the fuck? Nigga, you better get in the weight room. You better start turning the punches over, nigga.
He's a guy that, you know, look to be a welterweight. I mean, really, he's a big. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, look, it's like y'all niggas is like big for no reason. That's what I'm talking about. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, I'm
in my head. Yeah, he might be heading towards Montana Love trajectory. Maybe,
but Montana Love could at least punch though.
Yeah,
but you're right. He might be heading toward that trajectory. Like, I mean, he beat the other half of them opponent after the fight of the year opponent, right?
Right.
Like, with one beat Burn Chick, the other nigga beat Zepeda. I mean, he might, because if he's looking like that, that nigga's fooled right now.
Yeah,
no. I told y'all, to beat that style, if you just live with ankle weights in preparation for them fights, mm-hmm. If you got 6 weeks and you just train with ankle weights on, cutting off the ring, doing all the creative and Wolf Shutterworth type shit, And work the body and have endurance, you'll beat the shit out them niggas. If not, you gonna give them the fight of their fucking life, cause it's like, you see they can't do nothing. Like,
right.
once you close the distance on them niggas and you're there to punch with them,
panic.
They can't do shit.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, that's why I say it's an exposure. Like, it ain't an exposure to me, it's an exposure to the niggas who can't see. Like, they seen it now, but I've been seeing this shit, like, because there's no type of meanness in they fucking punching, no type of, I need to hurt you, like, right. None of that shit, like,
it's basically amateur boxing, it's fine, it's an amateur pro hybrid, it's not a really good one at that.
yeah, exactly. Hold on, salute, wait, I see Irma. Shakur, Hitchens, Keyshawn, all of them only know how to fight at one pace. That Hitchens and Shakur, I mean, Shakur and Keyshawn are better than Hitchens. They're a level above Hitchens, but they're in the same mold. They just better, but Keyshawn seems like he's the more the puncher out them niggas.
Right.
I'm
here to shit on Hitchens and comment.
Alonzo, amazing. Okay, salute. Afro fighters are putting the audience to sleep. Jab, 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 run, jab, jab, run, run. Disgrace the boxer. Hey, yo, chill with that shit, nigga. Like, don't throw everybody. Don't throw all the black fighters.
I wonder if it's the people that were here before during last summer that were talking shit about Monster during the Fulton fight.
Like, where y'all niggas at? Years of lurking, salute. I'm late. I'm here to shit on Hitchens. Y'all, this is wild.
Yeah, like I said. Hitchens has to do better because, like I said, Hitchens has the probably the most attention he has in his career right now, and Hitchens has a title fight waiting for him probably in the summertime too.
I mean, we just keeping it real. Like, remember, niggas shit on Ryan Garcia when he had that title fight he earned and lined up for Haney, and then he's having breakdowns and. He did the whole mental capacity shit. What's that shit? Mental health. Yeah, that shit. And then he was just doing other shit. And then he fighting niggas. And then other niggas is fighting the niggas he posted fight. Is he pulling out of fights? But Keyshawn looks like he's sitting on his shots or trying to. Exactly. That's the difference. Like, Hitchens don't really sit on his shots. Everything's just to neutralize you. He just throw the right hand to stop you. He'll crack every now and then. The jab is powerful. His jab is his best punch. But then, if your jab is your best weapon, you need to be throwing like 40 of them shits around.
Right.
And he ain't doing that. So, it is what it is. That's how that... Why do you think he looked like that?
Let's see. I guess we got another this troll. Afro people are only good at running. They make good looters.
Yeah, Blocks is man. Blocks got the channel. Come on, let's get on with it. What's Blocks?
Yeah,
I'm gonna put this dude in timeout.
Nah, just block him. Fuck that racist fucking.
let's say banned. Didn't delete the comments. Yeah, because he's on his bullshit. So yeah, he just got banned. Really?
I'm saying like black niggas like we. Black people run fucking boxing. Like, you see the pound for pound. Like,
I mean, you want to get there, but the greatest of all time are all black people, really. So I'm just saying, like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when niggas, I'm like, who? Like I mean, you think Sugar Ray Robinson is like blonde hair, blue eyes, and shit?
Sugar Ray Leonard was a runner. Fuck. I mean, back then he was called a runner, but he wasn't a runner.
Sugar Ray Leonard is beating the shit out of niggas. Like, I don't know what some of these young niggas doing now, but nah. Like, I don't care what niggas were saying. Like,
you never hear somebody say who's the best African American boxer. That's all. And I'll just leave it at that.
Nah, of course not. Like, what's the equivalent of a white Mike Tyson? Nigga, fuck out of here.
Yeah, see,
y'all shit don't exist. Like, stop. Like,
see, you're looking. He also about Hitchens trying to overwrite Lemos, like people was overwriting the cab driver. Struggle with. Wait till he fights some better motherfuckers.
I mean, yo, this is the thing, like. Like, wait till he fights a better fighter. Like, I ain't gonna call Lemos and them cab drivers. Cause look,
I said in the preview. I said it clearly. Like, Hitchens was in a fight. It was like, cause I've seen Lemos fight before.
Lemos, y'all can't look at the records and the inactivity sometime. And he said like he was waiting for a big fight. That nigga, he sat on this moment on some like.
I'm gonna
beat the shit out of somebody. Like,
yeah.
See, like, some of y'all niggas forget. Some people really love boxing, and they'll train, go in the mountains and train on some warrior shit, just waiting to get that phone call. Like,
right.
And that nigga got his phone call, and he he made the best of his moment. Just the sport cheated him out of a win. Like, that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't say he's like. For his level, like, he's world class. Like, he might win a title. Who knows? But he's quality. I'm not saying he's the best of the best. Like, but shit, Shakur has fought better fighters. Hitchens, we don't know if he gonna get to the level. You think Hitchens can handle fucking a guy like Oscar Valdez? Hell nah.
I mean, 140 has some killers, and And he's starting to, you know, obviously starting to pile up on the...
Dude, we agree with you, bro. Fucking Lemos got robbed of me, like, shit.
Yeah, no, absolutely he got robbed.
Yeah, we thought he won, too. Like, dude, like, Hitchens won, like, maybe five rounds. Like, if you're in love with that nigga, maybe. But three rounds, really, you know, four rounds at best. Five if you love this nigga, if you family member or some shit.
The anti-super pressure fighters.
But I mean, he was boxing with it. Like, dude was like, so, like, you gotta see how he was fighting. He just wasn't just running in, winging shots. Dude was, had his hands up. He was moving his head, throwing the jab, taking big steps in, throwing the type of shots, left, right, head shot, mixed. Like, I mean, I don't know what you can say. Like, like, I've been told y'all niggas Hitchens ain't nice like that. Like I be knowing, bro. Like, I done seen boxing. I know this shit.
I was high on the wave on him. I told you he was better than Montana Love. I mean, he went a little further, maybe. I don't know. They're in the same trajectory, but I was a little high on him. I will tread that back a little bit. Because
y'all fell in love with... Look, y'all overrate any speedy little nigga that try not to get hit, and he got a fast jab. Like, y'all love those little niggas. Like, I see it as, like... Okay, like, and like, they, yeah, that's like y'all. That's how niggas be like, oh, yeah, she got a fat ass. It's like, and like y'all, like, oh, this nigga, he's 6'5". He could get rebounds, and like, nigga, what else? Like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, more, like, y'all be impressed by like this basic shit. This nigga fast, like, the fuck out of here, nigga, like. Throw some fucking punches, my nigga. Like, shit, hurt this nigga.
Let's see, here's a look. Yeah, I feel he's missing the body rock. Once Lemos got inside, he was confused. Yeah. All he did was hold. Like, he didn't try to do anything. Hell, I don't think, did he try to even low blow him? Even to his shit?
No. Like, and he was trying to, he was acting like he was getting low blows, and it's like the ref was on some, like,
yeah, bro, continue fighting, bro. Like, you stop the horse shit.
Yeah.
Like the Hitchens. I mean, I know Hitchens was alluding to having personal problems or whatever. But, bro, even if you're having those
the same excuses, man.
Even if you're having those personal problems, you can't be out here talking shit to niggas. Like, then it's like, then no one's gonna give a shit about what the fuck you're talking about, your personal problems. Like, you can't be out here, and the crowd was booing the fuck out of him too. Like, they knew what time it was. Like, you can't be out here just like, you can't be, you know, put on a mid performance like that, and, you know, have it, and, you know, think you can just talk shit to like actual former champions or current world champions or anything. You can't do that. Like, you know, and then you can't be on Twitter having Twitter fingers and shit like that. Like, other pro athletes were telling this nigga that he lost too. Like, he knows he's Philly.
You know. And you would fucking Damian Lillard telling you lost, like,
yeah.
Niggas in other sports telling you lost, fans telling you lost, coaches, promoters, managers on Twitter saying you lost.
Yeah, like,
I ain't gonna lie, like, social media, like, you gotta be a strong nigga in this era right now.
I mean, Hitchens again was talking shit. You know, Hitchens was telling.
But you can't be talking shit though. You right?
You're talking big. I mean, y'all saw the clips of him talking shit on Haney and Kemp. I'm sure y'all came across those clips. You know, what
of
I mean?
Course.
Yeah, so it's like,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, these niggas, they
you call this guy a bum.
Nice, yeah, like that to be talking.
You call this guy a bum, and throughout the whole build-up, then after the fight, they ain't fought guys like this. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You call them a bum the whole
build-up. Right. Like, yeah, they fought bums, nigga, and never looked that bad either. It knocked them the fuck out. Like, you were life and death with your bum. Your bum was beating the shit out of you, nigga. Your bum was clocking you upside your head, nigga. Like, like, come on, bro. Like, that shit just... I don't know. Like, Chris Brad, I feel you, like, Hitchens' time is running, like, that shit. What's that Big L line? He's like, your career is in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Like, that shit right there right now, because I ain't even hating. It's just, like, if these niggas was humble, sometimes in life, you got to see, or you got to be alert or smart enough to be aware of your shortcomings or your weaknesses. Therefore, you could figure out a way to turn them into strengths or improve them or at least overcompensate for them. Something.
Right.
You know, like, you know, people, there's been niggas who've been world champions who have bad chins.
Yes. Yeah,
sure. Because they excelled at other shit, you know, to hide that or, you know, to cancel it out. Like,
mm-hmm.
But you have to be humble enough to accept that. Like, if you don't, you know, I know we in an era where everybody's like, wants to think so much of themselves and shit, but nobody perfect. Like, we all got shit we gotta work on. Like,
mm-hmm.
And as a boxer, and this is your job, this is life and death, you know, this is different between getting your fucking ass whooped. Like, you gotta really take that seriously.
Right.
I wonder what's next for him. He said he's not ready for the title shot. Confused where he goes. He better take his ass back to the gym, my nigga.
Yeah, like I mean, he might work hard.
Confused like he was on the inside of that fight.
Yeah, like I said, though, I mean, you can't talk all this shit. Like, if you have a title shot waiting for you, I bet you anything, though, if Paro somehow beats Matias, then you and this motherfucker will be like, oh, yeah, Paro, yeah, let me, I'll face him. Yeah, like,
you know. You see why he definitely afraid of Matias, though. Like, you see it. Like, a guy like Matias would like, obliterate him. Like, that shouldn't look ugly. Like,
right.
Like, what you say, uglier than a masterpiece sneaker?
Yes.
Like, that shoulda looked badder than a Ricky Lake show, nigga. Like,
right, yeah.
That shit is awful ass whooping.
Yeah, because, yeah, all that jab is not, Matias' chin is strong enough where even a jab is not gonna dissuade him from actually walking you down, coming through and landing bricks. You know, on you, like, in Hitchens.
And he actually has, like, more pop on his punches than Lemos. And Lemos was a solid puncher. Like, he wasn't no... If Lemos punched harder, like...
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, he would have knocked him the fuck out. Like, there's nothing Lemos could have done better, honestly. Like, he would have to be just a better fighter, really.
Mm-hmm.
He got robbed, and I just hate when that shit happened, you know.
Right.
Y'all love the sport. It ain't no damn, you know, oh man, I see this nigga win. The only time I feel that way is the Florida nigga lose. Yes. But it is what it is, you know. So, that's real shit, though. Like, at least I admit it. Like, y'all niggas be, you be trying to act all dismissive when, like, Anthony Joshua lose or he act or look bad and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I be telling the truth on my niggas. Like, he got boxed up. This nigga be like, nah, man, you know, I know he got, his nose was bloody and his mouth was bloody from them jabs, but, you know, he let that happen, you know, so he could knock him out. Yeah, like, the fuck? Hey, but get to the Twitter poll for the fight real quick so we can just wrap this up.
Which one? Well, if he got robbed, or which one?
Yeah, he got robbed, bro.
Alright, so we asked.
Yeah, I agree, Blazing Killer. Hitchens was backing up too much. Yeah, because it's super noticeable when you back straight up in a straight line and you're not throwing a jab. Like, so you're not running. It's little, just there's little subtle things in boxing you could do to create space so you could set up bigger shots. And Hitchens, it's like sometimes I don't realize I'm doing it until I go back and watch the tape.
I feel like Charles,
that's how cerebral you have to be, and I don't even think Hitchens is there yet
because he has a nice jab. Usually, I feel like he should have doubled up on the jab. Good call, Blazing Killer. Because I feel like he should have doubled up on the jab a little bit. I don't know.
He needed to double up and triple up on the jab, but it's not just having an active jab. Shit, fucking Pat. Devin Alexander had an active jab when he was losing fights.
Sure did.
It's also timing. It's to know when, okay, I just pivoted. Okay, I step back, bam, throw the jab, because this nigga's racing toward me with his hands down. Turn.
Mm-hmm.
Make a miss. Roll the right hand. Oh, slip, jab. Hit him before he resets his hand. It's timing as well, and it just seemed like, what type of sparring work are you getting? Like, does anyone ever pressure you? I feel like the niggas I train pressure me harder than these grown ass niggas. Like,
they should after this. They should.
Yo, these niggas be making me. I be looking like Bradley in the first Pacquiao fight. I mean, niggas had me sprain my ankle last week and shit, getting away from niggas. Like,
yeah, I do got the poll.
So I'm just like, what the fuck these niggas doing?
I do got the poll. We did ask, did Gustavus Limos get robbed against Richardson Hitchens? We got 64 votes, 5 days left with a few hours. Check us out at Ringing Radio on Twitter/X. With a resounding 69% saying yes, 17% saying no, and 14% saying should have been a draw. So, yeah. I voted draw. I ain't gonna lie, I voted draw, but yeah, I mean, Limo should have won. But I voted.
Damn, nigga, we gotta fight then, nigga. Jeez. yo, Pat, one day when there's a fight down here that's in my neighborhood, you gotta, like, get these niggas, like, credentialed so they could get, like, officially jumped in.
Word.
like, Pat, you sure LB ain't gonna take this one? Like, yeah, I'm sure. He did. Nigga pull up like, what the fuck? You ain't had them Twitter polls up, nigga? Like, you ain't retweet this, nigga? Huh? Hey, what's good, Rob D? What's good? Salute.
Salute, Rob D.
But you said you, so Pilot, you said you voted a draw, right?
I mean, I voted either a draw or Limos win. I thought maybe a draw could, you know, just get out of jail card for Hitchens. But, yeah.
I would have been happier for a draw because it would have felt like at least Lemos was acknowledged, you know, more, but it still would have been a robbery to me.
Didn't even interview Lemos after the fight, you know?
Yeah, that's, dude, they were so fucking, shit, like, almost want to go into that, but that's the other Twitter poll, but, unless y'all want to say that now, but, because... You, it's like the energy shifted to something else instead of like interviewing Limos. Like, that's it. They did him dirty. They robbed the nigga, then they let him talk. Like, damn.
Right.
that's some whole shit, really. Like, that's like, give me your money, nigga. But, like, shut the fuck up, too, nigga. Like, damn. Like, shit. Like, give me a break, nigga. Like, and it's not like Limos was doing anything special. He was just doing good, constant pressure towards Hitchens and, like, catching him over the top of his jab. Thank you. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Lemos wasn't doing anything special, just basic shit you're supposed to do. Like, if you, like, honestly, Lemos was doing shit. If you've been boxing for a year or two, you should be fighting. Like, you should be able to do what Lemos did.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worth any fucking thing, honestly, like... I'm just saying, like, geez, like, God, that was a robbery. I hate seeing shit. That shit hurts my heart, bro, because it's like, niggas be working so hard to get ahead, and it's like, they get their moment, and it's like, you just kind of fuck them over. Like, that shit, I don't know, that shit just don't sit right with my spirit, so.
I hear that, yeah.
But he did beat his ass.
I mean, I know Edison's going to bring Limos back. Hopefully he brings Limos back and Limos, like, you know, bodies whoever he brings, you know, on whoever on the veteran card, you know. But yeah, no, like, Hitchens has some serious work to do, and someone needs to take his phone away, you know, or something like that, or tell him lock him out of Twitter, because he don't need to be tweeting and going back and forth. Not with that performance. Like, that's the performance, like, you go back to the fucking lab and you go do some shit, you know. But but yeah, I mean, we're not going with the other poll topic. We do that later, right?
Well, you mean
yeah, something y'all, whatever y'all want to talk about next is cool.
We can talk
whatever y'all got on the, because I forget, like, so, y'all be reminding me of this shit. Like, I be having long days and shit. Like,